Galactic Satellite Systems in CDM, WDM and SIDM, by Victor J. Foruja Marino et al. We investigate the population of bright satellites, M** is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 M Sun, of halos of mass comparable to that of the Milky Way in cosmological simulations in which the dark matter, DM, is either cold, warm or self-interacting, CDM, WDM and SIDM respectively. The nature of the DM gives rise to differences in the abundance and structural properties of field halos. In WDM, the main feature is a reduction in the total number of galaxies that form, reflecting a suppression of low-mass DM halos and lower galaxy formation efficiency compared to CDM. For SIDM, the changes are structural, restricted to the central regions of halos and dependent on the assumed self-interaction cross-section. We also considered different baryonic subgrid physics models for galaxy formation, in which supernova gas blowouts can or cannot induce the formation of a core in dwarf galaxies. Overall, the inclusion of baryons lessen the differences in the halo properties in the different DM models compared to DM-only simulations. This affects the satellite properties at infall and therefore their subsequent tidal stripping and survival rates. Nonetheless, we find slightly less concentrated satellite radial distributions as the SIDM cross-section increases. Unfortunately, we also find that the satellite populations in simulations with baryon-induced cores in CDM and WDM can mimic the results found in SIDM, making the satellite stellar mass and maximum circular velocity functions heavily degenerate on the assumed nature of the DM and the adopted subgrid modeling. These degeneracies preclude using the brightest satellites of the Milky Way to constrain the nature of DM. This was Galactic Satellite Systems in CDM, WDM and SIDM, by Victor J. Foruja Marino et al.